Before we left, the girls were headed to the room of Chloe's mother, a room which she said she'd resigned to for the rest of her life, after a piece of evil bacon flew into her face. If the story ended there, you'd be tucked safely into bed by now, but unfortunately no. The night grew colder, the storm closer, and a beast crafted of madness and fear lurks outside Chloe's window, scratching, his putrid laugh reminding you that tonight he reigns, the night of the Franken-Clown. The girls race down the hallway to seek answers from Chloe's mother, but when they open the door, they're faced with a scene so terrible I can hardly describe.
Mom!
It's the Franken-Clown.
The Franken-Clown, laughing hysterically.
He's strangling your mom with bacon!
Let her go!
Has Chloe's mom in a stranglehold with a strip of evil bacon. And with a flash of lightning, the terrible creature vanished, and with it, Chloe's mother.
Where did they go?
I am really freaking out here.
I think I'm hyperventilating.
Let's get out of here.
The girls race down the stairs to the front door.
The front door, it's locked.
Let's try the back door.
They run down the hall to the kitchen and nearly trip over a fallen pan, which reveals a door in the floor that Chloe had never seen before.
It's a trap door in the floor.
What else would it be? A beanstalk?
Guys, that wasn't there before.
I think it's a dumbwaiter that goes down to the basement.
Kylie, you're a dumbwaiter.
Ha ha, very funny. Let's investigate.
Oh, there's a lantern in the garage. I'll get it.
As Chloe runs to the garage to collect the lantern, Kylie steps onto the dumbwaiter and plunges into the darkness below.
Oh, this thing is stuck. The dumbwaiter is stuck.
Kylie, we'll jump down. Catch us!
Catch you? What? Wait?
Chloe and Kendall jump down, and Kylie manages to break their fall, though they tumble further into the darkness and the lantern shatters.
Ah! What are you screaming about?
Shh! Guys, he's down here.
Who's down here?
The Franken-Clown.
I see you!
At the moment when a scream becomes stifled from fear, when peril suffocates the senses, when nausea swirls into action, the lights flicker on. Standing on the steps nearby is Chloe's father, holding back a huge grin.
Girls, what are you doing down here? You've missed keeping up with the Kardashians upstairs. It's the Halloween special.
But, there was a Franken-Clown, and he strangled Mom, and he took the dog, and he's down here.
Oh, don't be silly. Ho, ho, ho. There is no such thing as a Franken-Clown. Come upstairs. Your mom made omelets and they're ready.
As they walk up the stairs, Chloe looked back into the shadows of the basement, wondering what lie in wait. Her friend makes a surreal observation.
Is your dad wearing clown shoes?
Of course, Chloe thought. It had all been a prank, an elaborate practical joke. The terror had been a bit of fun at their expense. But something felt off, not quite right, as they say. As the moon hung low and full and orange, as the cold, dense fog clenched the earth, when parents tell children tales of witches and goblins, ghosts and vampires, Chloe wondered.
Wait, what about the dog?
This concludes The Night of the Franken-Clown, an original story for your holiday enjoyment. Brought to you by WKMS and the Middle School Kids of Callaway County Public Library. The story was written and performed by Lizzie Curtis, Rachel Thompson, Joza Mikulchik, Samantha Radomski, and Oscar Vasquez. Providing narration and post-production, I'm Matt Markgraff. This story was created in a workshop at the Callaway County Public Library during fall break, October 2013. Special thanks to Sandy Lynn and Emily Robertson for coordinating the event. We hope you survive to tell friends and family members that this production can be heard again online at WKMS.org. Good night, sleep tight, and beware.